Runyon Bearford, both 21, were charged with rendering criminal assistance in the first-degree Class B felony. Runyon Bearford was held on $250,000 bail, while Johnson was released without bail but confined to Joint Base Lewis-McChord, the military base where all those involved in the incident were stationed as active-duty soldiers. Two other soldiers who were with the defendants at the time of the incident have cooperated with investigators and will not be charged. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And you know, America has changed. This is not the country that I was raised in. The sense of values has changed. The educational system has changed. Our relationship with government has changed. And this is happening not by accident, but by intent. There is a truly diabolical effort out there to destroy the Christian foundation of our country. I saw yesterday where some school district had to pay $100,000 or $150,000 to the ACLU and pay court costs because they had a picture of Jesus, certainly in the schoolroom, and of course they had to take that down and pay a large sum of money. But, of course, we can have Muslim prayers in our schools, and we can certainly celebrate Halloween, which, of course, celebrates Lucifer. But we cannot celebrate Christianity or even mention Christianity. And, basically, if you send your child to a public school, why, the purpose of public education is to destroy the child's faith in God and in family and country. They know exactly what they're doing. It's carefully coordinated by the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. And they've been doing it for 50 years. I have an interview with Norman Dodd. You can get that on our DVD called Desperate Deception. Norman Dodd, head of the Congressional Commission, that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations and found out what they were really doing, trying to so alter life in America that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union and basically alter this one big, happy, atheistic, socialist family. Anyway, with this is Morning Alan Scholl, and Alan runs a private school where they're actually growing in size, teaching children love of country, love of family, love of God. Alan, you pick up the story, introduce yourself, tell our listeners what you're doing and what the problems are as you see them.
Well, our primary interest is to restore the kind of education that our founding fathers had, the understanding that they had for important pivotal peers or supports of our society, our government, our great success that we've had as a nation, both spiritually, but also economically and governmentally. The Constitution of the United States is an outgrowth of that kind of understanding. And we describe the education that children receive in our kindergarten through 12th grade online school here. It's a virtual classroom, live classroom, as the classical education that our founding fathers received. And, of course, updated to today's standards. And obviously, since it's delivered online, it's technically very advanced. Christian school, if you will, with a constitutional element that's very strong and delivered in your living room. We are finding a great many people understand the value of that education. We had 22 students in our launch in September 2011. By last September, we had 231, and today we have over 355 students in our kindergarten through 12th grade school. We also have 320-plus adults now taking courses from us on the Constitution, the Bible as culture, how that's impacted our culture and how important it is. And we also have a website, freedomproject.com, which is free to the public, in which we have thousands of articles, hundreds of biographies of our founding fathers, hundreds of videos on issues like the principles of the Constitution, basic free market economics, etc. And the traffic's been overwhelming. In the 3 years that we've had the sites up, we've had over 2.5 million touches or hits. People downloading videos. Last month alone, we had over 4,000 views of hour-long videos. This is unheard of on the web. Because of the value of what we're giving, like all truth, truth is valuable and truth is recognizable when people have it presented to them. The problem with our public school systems or government school systems, they're no longer public, is that they were designed from the very beginning when a horse man was sent to Europe and tasked by the liberals in this country who were constructing this government school system. He used the statist models. The statist models in the Germanic countries and the European countries whose primary interest was to produce citizens who were compliant, pliable, and docile, and who would make good cannon fodder either for their state industries or for their mercenary armies. People in this country have forgotten that those kinds of things have been going on for many years. Most students today don't know about the Hessians who were hired by the British Crown during our War of Independence, so this is nothing new. But the intent was to create these compliant and very much dependent citizens for America, for the government of America, so that they would not be a problem and that they could be shepherded and herded into a subservient state rather than the independence that our founders and forefathers designed. That erosion is continuing today in a very rapid pace in our public school systems through something called Common Core. The Common Core standards, which are much more than a standard, most of the liberals will argue with you, the educrats will argue with you that Common Core is a set of standards, simply a set of standards. But any time you teach to a set of standards and you determine what the answers to all questions will be in advance, the curriculum has to be built and designed to deliver that set of answers, and that set of standards becomes the curriculum and the whole goal of the education. The Common Core State Standards Initiative was set up originally by Bill Gates, and I believe at this point $171 million worth of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation money has been put into this effort. It was originally launched as a stealth operation out of sight of the public, out of sight of the parents. In 46 states were given huge sums of federal money under Obama's Race to the Top program, in which they had to sign off on this Common Core State Standards before the Common Core state standards were even available to examine. In other words, sight unseen, 46 states took the bait, took the money, and agreed to the Common Core standards. As we have dug into the Common Core standards, I can tell you from very painful experience as an educator running a school, having homeschooled seven children for 28 years, these standards are horrible.
Hold that thought, Alan. We'll be back in just a moment. That's the break. With Alan Scholl, talking about how they're destroying the soul of our children.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, Allen is talking about the Common Core curriculum, which is being introduced into schools all across America. But it's not just across America, it's all across the world. It is a subversive plan by which a local school board signed a contract with an international organization in violation of our laws, because no government agency can sign a treaty or an agreement with a foreign nation, but they're doing that. And the whole idea is to destroy the belief in God and family and country of our young people. Because they know that if they can control the minds of the youth, they can control the nation. Now, a lot of us had gone through this indoctrination, and we came through it, but it took 5, 10, 15, 20 years to unlearn what we were taught that was wrong by our public schools and in college. And now, of course, they're accelerating this, coordinating it. And, Alan, you pick up the story.
This is so true. I refer to myself very consistently now as a recovering public school student. I've spent nearly 40 years now relearning our history and our heritage, understanding now what is happening to America, because now I understand the principles, but almost on a daily or weekly basis, I still discover things that I was taught, or rather marinated in the public school experience that I had, that are in error, that are wrong. And there's some basic ones, the constitutional issue of this being a republic. One of the things that I discussed last night in one of my classes, online classes, was the common misconception in this country that we live in a democracy. The average citizen will argue with you vociferously that we live in a democracy. And yet, as I point out, you can read the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all 50 of the state constitutions, and you will not find the word democracy anywhere in those. If you read the Federalist Papers, if you read the writings of our founders, you will find a good deal about democracy, every bit of it negative, every bit of it a warning. Democracy was not what they gave us. They gave us a republic, the rule of law. And what's being done through the Common Core standards and through our public education for decades now is a rethinking or a retraining of the American mind of, among our youth, that we live in a democracy and that the democracy is a good thing, that it's something that we want. I've been amazed at the number of people who will argue with me almost to the point of coming to blows. They become angry because they've been so inculcated in this wrong thinking. The only place, as a matter of fact, you will find in terms of government the democracy mentioned is in the Communist Manifesto, where Karl Marx states very clearly that in order to win the battle of communism, we must first win the battle of democracy and convert the proletariat to the ruling class. In other words, to take the dependency class, the lowest class, and convert them into the ruling class, and thus take away the property of what he calls the bourgeois, the people, the middle class, the people that have property, that work and are productive. We're seeing that all around us today. The Common Core standards, if you begin to talk to a teacher or an administrator, or you go to see your school district, or you call a local politician, you're probably going to be told, well, it's just a set of standards, and it's very flexible, and people can do what they want and pick and choose. This is absolute lies. I have a copy of the Common Core State Standards Initiative. The facing page on the inside front cover is titled Public License, and here's what it says. NGA Center CCSSO shall be acknowledged as the sole owners and developers of Common Core State Standards, and no claims to the contrary shall be made. Any publication or public display shall include the following notice, and there's a copyright notice. This is a copyrighted system of education. And it says at the bottom, states and territories of the United States, as well as District of Columbia, have adopted Common Core State Standards in whole, are exempt from this provision of the license. It is a standard for the entire nation. Now, let me cover a couple of pieces of this standard. For an example, here's an article that just came out today, October 8th. This is an article from The Blaze. And the article here is titled, Arkansas School District Responds to Controversial Bill of Rights Assignment and Explains How It Lines Up with Common Core Standards. The spokesman for the school district told sixth grade students that their assignment was, and I'm going to quote this, the assignment asks sixth grade students to revise and omit two and add two amendments to the outdated Bill of Rights. This is a Common Core approved assignment to rewrite the Bill of Rights. This is not the first of this that I have seen. There is an assessment and a system as part of the Common Core standards, which includes a series of textbooks that have been approved for Common Core use, one of which is a book called The United States History, Preparing for Advanced Placement Examination. What it is revising American history. You go to the textbook, and you do not find the Constitution of the United States or the Bill of Rights. What you find is what they call a summary of the Bill of Rights, which is what is used to teach the children. If you look at the required reading list for this section, you will not find the Constitution of the United States or Bill of Rights. You will not find the Declaration of Independence. What you will find is this summary as the study, as the guide. We may be familiar, for example, with the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I know that very well. When I pulled this summary up and put my finger on the Second Amendment section of this summary, here is what it says. Second Amendment, the people have a right to keep and bear arms in a state militia.
In other words, everything is to be altered. But I
absolutely
think the fundamental thing, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing you need to do is to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, to understand that they have brainwashed an entire nation, to read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where John Adams writes, "Democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention, are incompatible with personal property and personal liberty and property, and are usually as violent, less short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Notice the increasing tempo of unrest and murder and violence in our country." So then you go back and you read Plato's Republic, and Plato will tell you democracy doesn't work. Our founding fathers knew that. This was well known, 100 years ago. We were not a democracy. We were a republic. But because they control the media, and they control publication, and they control the educational system, they've indoctrinated us in a lie. And once you understand this, understand democracies always end up in dictatorship. That's what John Adams said. Usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Read the Federalist Papers. Understand what's going on, and then join in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, because if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Go right ahead, Alan.
There are some very important points, and assuming that the majority of your listeners at least believe in God, let's hope that that they know Him and that they have a Christian testimony and that they have an understanding of the necessity and also of the absolutely essential role of that Christian foundation, that biblical foundation, in the foundations of our country and the rule of law and our government, the way the government is supposed to be run. I'd like to take a little trip through the Bible very quickly on republics and democracies for those who may still doubt our statements on that issue. Beginning in the Garden of Eden, I believe the vote was 3-1. Adam, Eve, and the serpent voting to eat the fruit, and God saying no. God set down a law and said, "Thou shalt not." This is the rule of law. God's economy is not a democracy. It's not a majority rule. You move through Scripture, you can go from one end of Scripture to the other. In the Exodus, you had Moses leaving to go visit with God. Moses, while he was gone, left someone in charge, his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law supervised the people as they melted down their earrings and formed a golden calf and began to worship it and began to engage in debauchery, which people will do when they are pagan in their worship. And when Moses came back, this vast majority of people had engaged in this. He was furious. God was furious. God was going to do away with them all right there. Now, this is a massive democratic vote. God did not say, "Oh, well, if the majority wants it." As a matter of fact, what was Moses carrying? He was carrying the law, carved in stone by the finger of God, immutable, unchangeable. And when he threw it down, it wasn't abolished. It broke. That's a very symbolic and very parallel thing to what our founding fathers gave us, a fixed body of law for no one to violate, a permanent fixed body of law. And we have Obama and his entire administration violating the Constitution, violating those laws on a daily basis in very egregious fashion. If you think the government shutdown is a genuine article, you might consider that Obama ordered the police to arrest 80-year-old World War II veterans for trying to visit the memorial that was built for them, saying that they needed to shut those down to save the money. But I can tell you today, I'll give you a couple of examples, the exclusive, very expensive gyms for members of Congress and the White House staff were deemed essential, and they remain open to this very moment. We're seeing just incredibly obvious violations, and one egregious example today, also a new article that just came out today, is the permit and permission and allowance of an illegal alien pro-amnesty rally on the Capitol Mall was allowed to continue with 15,000 people. They put up stages, they put up speakers and loudspeakers, and had 15,000 people there. 8 Democratic congressmen attended it. These are illegal aliens. These are Mexicans and other illegal aliens here flying the Mexican flag and other national flags on our national mall, on a mall that was blocked off and access has been denied to citizens of the United States. We have a traitor and an enemy in charge of our government and acting in the most obvious and egregious fashion against our nation. These are the things that are being taught to our children, these kinds of egregious violations of our constitutional law. And it's being done through our schools. I believe 80 to 85% of the freedoms we've lost have been lost in direct cause by our public education, the frog in the water, generation after generation, taught untruths and taught horrible mass democracy philosophies rather than the Constitution and rule of law that we were given.
Obama is simply a manifestation of the people behind him. There is an elite group that controls the leadership of both political parties. They were doing the same things under George W. Bush and Clinton before that. Obama is simply the latest in this series of traitors who is controlled by an elite group who have a different vision because they don't believe in America.
Absolutely. Most of them are members of groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, founded in 1921 with the express purpose of creating a world government of which America would simply be a province.
And they want a one-world government. They want a multicultural, multilingual society, which is why they're encouraging illegal immigrants to come into this country and get welfare. And if I was a Mexican, I'd love to come to America and be able to come here and not even be able to speak the language, be able to vote for more advantages for me and my family. I'm Scott McAfee. Ready? Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Alan Scholl. Alan, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get us to see their children either enrolled in the program or enrolled in the homeschool program that goes along with this, or as adults do exactly the same thing. So go ahead, put in a plug for your organization, what you offer, and why it's so vitally important that anybody who loves their children get them out of the government schools.
Absolutely. The very critical thing is to stop the process of marination or indoctrination that's happening to your children, your grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. If you have any of those in the public school or government school system, the first step is to get them out and as rapidly as possible. Private schools that are around are even at risk. These Common Core standards are being accepted and inculcated into private school curriculum, and even into some homeschool curriculum. And we are compiling a list. We're working with a woman who's compiling a list of homeschool curriculums that are being aligned with the Common Core standards. And unbelievably, even some of the Christian curriculum is beginning to be altered in order to align with this Common Core curriculum. And that's a process that we're monitoring very closely. But Freedom Project Education is the name of our school. The website to go and view this, you can view sample classes, you can look at all the materials and the curriculum that we use. That site is www.fpe, for Freedom Project Education, fpeusa.org. Our public site, which is rich with many, many items that you can use to educate your children, educate yourselves in terms of the Constitution and many, many other areas that are very important in this realm, is freedomproject.com. There's no punctuation there, just freedomproject.com. That is the commercial site, and there's a great deal of free material out there. Right now, one of the most important things you can do is to go to our site, and we have a Vimeo site if you want to check there. That's also Freedom Project. And view the video on Common Core. You will be absolutely aghast. You'll be shocked. It's an hour and 9 minute video. It's posted on our Vimeo site. You can get there from any of the websites. Just look for the Common Core video, the red color in Common Core, and the little girl with the very distressed look on her face. Go and view that video. Buy a copy of that video. Spread that link around to everybody you know. Get people to watch that. The vast majority of the American people have no idea. 63% of the American people had never heard of Common Core, and yet their children are being marinated in this nonsense and very dangerous political philosophy. Visit us. Our school is a standard Christian-based, biblically-based, conservative constitutionalist school. We have live teachers. They teach real-time. They have office hours, just like teachers at any good school, where they can visit with parents and students outside of the classroom. We have excellent teachers with a biblical worldview and a constitutionalist worldview. They teach in real time. Your child can see the teacher, hear the teacher, and interact with the teacher in several different ways. The teachers, of course, do not see into the home with our computer system. We've hardwired it not to do that. for the obvious reasons. We don't want to look into the home, but we believe it's important for the child to see the teacher and facial expressions and be able to hear and interact by voice and also by instant message and email. It's a great system. We have a very high-end learning management system. We also do adult classes through the same system. Right now I'm teaching a class on an excellent video called Overview of America. It's a 30-minute video that really gives the primary principles of limited government and constitutional government and American exceptionalism and how that has been accomplished. Visit the site. Use the materials. Please tell others. We depend very much on word of mouth. The entire tuition for a full year, full-time student in our very good private school, the equivalent of the $20,000 and $30,000 a year private schools that you would attend in your local area, the entire tuition is $1,600 per year, and there are discounts available against that as well. Multiple child discounts, early registration discounts, etc. So please investigate. All of our materials are out there on the site. You can download them in PDF form. You can read them on the site. We also are very, very active in a number of other areas. A speaker that we're having come in tomorrow represents one of the large creation science organizations in the country, Carl Kirby. He'll be here speaking on creation and on the obviousness of creation and the obvious fraud of Darwinism and evolution. We have had speakers in here like Colin Gunn, who came here and spoke and did a film showing of his very important, very, very good video called Indoctrination. That's a capital N on nation, indoctrination. Look that up on the web. We sell these videos as well. Very important video on the roots of the public school system. This is a brilliant young Scotsman, very entertaining and interesting to listen to, and a great human being, great Christian, who did a video independently, did his research independently of what we have done and came to exactly the same conclusions. We have a government school system designed to dumb down our students and make them compliant for a totalitarian government of the future. And that future is not too far away, particularly as they've been very successful in doing this to our nation and to our children generation by generation. I mentioned earlier, and the doctor mentioned earlier, this organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. That organization was founded on David Rockefeller's money and meets in a building provided by the Rockefellers, founded in 1921 by a self-avowed Marxist socialist by the name of Colonel Edward Mandel House. David Rockefeller wrote his memoirs in 2002. I have a copy of his memoirs here in my office. It's a Random House paperback. You can buy it on Amazon.com. In a chapter titled, interestingly, Proud Internationalist, on page 405, there's a section called Populist Paranoia, and I want to cite that or quote that to you. This is David Rockefeller in his own book, Memoirs. You can go buy this book if you don't believe what we're saying here.
We offer that through my ministry, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. You can get that from my ministry. Go ahead.
And it says right here, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American economic and political institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it.
And, of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit with Fidel Castro, their good friend, murderer Fidel Castro. Fidel has come up to visit with David Rockefeller, but you're never going to read about this in the regular media. But we offer his book, read the book, find out, and ask yourself, why are David Rockefeller's daughters such good friends with a mass murderer like Fidel Castro? We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up today's program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low, and just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's simple, it's safe, and it saves lives. This community awareness message is brought to you by the courtesy of Isaac Clayton, his family, and staff at Rapid Rooter Service. They're proud to be serving our community. That's Rapid Rooter Service at 39391 Well County Road 35 in Ault.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Alan Scholl. Alan, one more time, I want you to get out your website, your telephone number, because anybody who loves their children must get them out of public schools. These are certainly has nothing to do with the public. They are part and parcel of a diabolical program to destroy faith in God and family and country among our children. As we move from being a free society to a fascist society under the control of a ruling elite, how can people get in touch with you and your organization?
Well, certainly a very simple way. I'll give you the direct phone number, and that is area code 920-749-3793. That is our main number. You can call there. You can request a packet of information.
Repeat you can one also, more time. You always have to repeat the telephone number twice.
Okay, 920-749-3793. And visit our website. The website is FPE, Frank Peter Edward, FPEUSA.org. Or you can go to the public site, which is freedomproject.com.
And this is a growing movement, and is so vitally important. And can the child, you know, from their home, as most of the people listening to the program this morning are in Colorado, can their child in Colorado take these courses?
Absolutely. We have many students in Colorado. We have students in every state in the union. We even have some military families who are using our school abroad in Germany. We have missionary families in the Cayman Islands and other places around the world. It's truly a curriculum that can be used from anywhere that you have a broadband connection to the internet. It's an excellent curriculum that we have very carefully selected. It is Common Core free. It is political correctness free. We accept no government funding for any part of our program at all. We don't even accept vouchers because we don't want the stigma and the fishhook that comes with government money or money that comes from a government source.
Well, I share your concern. I think what you're doing is wonderful. And we're going to have to start just trying to take America back. They've been working at this for the better part of 100 years. This is an organized, coordinated, diabolical program to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, where everybody knew we were a republic, and now everybody believes we're a democracy, and it's a lie, because certainly our documents, our Constitution, Our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence are still the foundation of this society. The trouble is they're just not taught in schools anymore. But go right ahead, Alan.
I have one statement. This is the assignment, the actual physical assignment. I've obtained a copy of the actual handout from a public school in Arkansas using the Common Core materials. This is called Assessment over the Bill of Rights, and I'd just like to read a little bit of this. This is dated October 7th, 2 days ago. I'd just like to read a little bit of what it says here. Introduction. This is the assignment. There's been a lot of controversy lately surrounding the war on terror. Some Americans feel as though the Patriot Act is infringing on our privacy and other individual liberties. Others feel protected by it. The government of the United States is currently revisiting the Bill of Rights. They have determined it is outdated and may not remain in its current form any longer. Their aim is to ensure civil liberties are protected into the 21st century. The government is asking for experts on the Constitution and Bill of Rights to select and participate in the removal of two and the addition of two of the Bill of Rights.
And what people don't understand is we are funding this whole terrorist movement.
Our tax dollars are funding this. We're funding the tax movement. The taxes are funding the terrorist movement. We're funding foreign countries that are enemies of ours. We're funding Common Core. It's our money that is enslaving us, and it's time it stopped.
And who is funding the terrorists over there in Syria? Why, we are. We're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding al-Qaeda in Syria. And where is the outcry? Well, we have to assume that the people in government know what they're doing. We shouldn't ask it questions. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to ask why we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding al-Qaeda in Syria, and why we have killed 100,000 people there, and their blood is on the hands of every American who is not speaking out and asking why. We've killed over 500,000 in Libya. You're not going to hear that through the control media, but we've talked to people who were there, and we're going to be putting together this information. They can't let you understand what we're doing, but those people's death is on the hands of the good people who want to live the good life without being involved. Freedom is not free, and if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Alan, we've only got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
I would again stress it's so important. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, get your children out of the government schools. Begin to fight this. We will end up fighting our own citizens who are taught to abhor our Constitution and our liberties if we allow them to continue to be marinated in this horrible morass that the public schools have become and are becoming even worse more rapidly now with Common Core. Fight Common Core. Let people know what's happening. Visit our website. Give out the site number, the site URL. Let people know there are alternatives for education. Let people know there are those of us who are fighting Common Core. And the good news is we now have 6 states that have rejected Common Core that had accepted it previously and 13 states that are considering it. And we're in the middle of hearings right here in our home state of Wisconsin. I testified last Thursday, and a large number of us will be going to testify this next Wednesday at joint Senate and Assembly hearings on Common Core. It can be fought. We can fight back. There are still reasonable people. And I'm proud to say also the governor of our state here in Wisconsin, Governor Walker, has actually reopened parks that the federal government has closed using state DNR employees.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically you're not going to hear about this in the media, because the media is controlled, rigidly controlled. They control what you hear and read and see. It's time we took America back. Our guest has been Alan Scholl. This information is vitally important. You need to be involved. And if you love your kids, and you love America, get your kids out of government schools. God bless, Alan. We'll talk to you real soon.
And God bless you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I have to remind you out in the listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, which you're appreciated, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, probably more than anybody else in the country. And we have to pay for most of our stations. We're very fortunate to be on this station where we don't have to pay. But for our other stations and the networks that we have put together, they have to be financed. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I said, if you'd like to get the book by David Rockefeller called Memoirs, we carry it. And he openly talks about his daughters go down to visit with Fidel. Ladies and gentlemen, when Fidel Castro came to power, they executed 15,000 people, and Fidel personally executed a number of them, holding a pistol to their heads and blew their heads off. And that's the man that that David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit, because he's such a nice guy. And he comes up to visit David Rockefeller. What's wrong with this scenario? And then, of course, we carry used copies of certainly Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, written in 1979, where he talks about how the Council on Foreign Relations was primarily funded by Nelson Rockefeller, but that was primarily national. The Trilateral Commission, funded by David Rockefeller, was international. And they wanted to take over a control of the political and economic structure by first seizing control of the government of the United States. So that's what they've done. By seizing control of the government of the United States, it's not by accident, that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense. And the reason you've never heard this is because the media is controlled. We have a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly, written in 2004 by a liberal college professor. His conclusions are wrong. In other words, he thinks the right wing controls the media. But the people on the right think the left wing controls the media. They're all wrong. Six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, I said the GE and Comcast, and then Fox. They control the media, and they determine what we think and what we believe. And you need to help us get the information out, the book, The New Media Monopoly. David Rockefeller's with no apologies. I said, you need to get my book, brother.